Welcome to the Game of Thrones podcast, the officially unofficial podcast for Game of Thrones on HBO. I'm Jen.
I'm Aaron.
And we just got done watching Season 6, Episode 2, titled Home.
Holy shit!
That's pretty much the Reddit reaction. I went on briefly, like, for
did you?
A
were
minute.
People's minds were you on Game of Thrones or A Song of Ice and Fire?
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So it was a lot of people going, I knew it! I fucking knew it! I called it all caps, like, everywhere.
Oh, you called it, did you?
Right. Well, you know, this is a lot of people have been invested in this for a lot of time now.
Yeah, I'm one of those
and
people.
And I totally
man.
Get why they are freaking out about it.
Sure.
Me, I'm a little more reserved about it. It was cool, but my caps key is not stuck at the
okay.
moment. So, what did you think of the episode in general?
I thought so much shit happened in this episode. It kind of blew my mind. And then I really love the way they brought him back. I feel like there's a lot of room for debate and argument about what the hell just happened. And like, if you have any one particular theory of how he was coming back, there's a lot to support that. And
sure.
I wonder how much they'll actually address that, or he's just going to be back. Is he going to be back fully intact? I mean,
yeah, it's
his Grey Worm end episode, and that's the thing. Like, that just was the cherry on top because so much shit happened in this episode. Like, Roose right. Bolton got murdered by Ramsay,
and a baby and his wife got eaten,
torn apart by dogs. Who saw that coming?
Not me, certainly. Well, I mean, in the moment,
this is the beginning of the end of House Bolton because Ramsay. I mean, Ramsay's going to march those fuckers up north. They're going to go right into the teeth of the wildlings.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah, the teeth of the giant. I mean, what are they going to do? So that's the thing, right? There's this very telling line from Roose Bolton where he's like, oh, if you acquire a reputation as a mad dog, you'll be treated as a mad dog, you'll be taken out back and shot or whatever.
Yep.
You know,
he's going to be taken out behind the woodshed for sure.
I can't imagine that Ramsay can pull this out, and I'm rooting for it. I never have I hated Ramsay more. I said on one of these previous podcasts he was the most irredeemable character.
He just keeps doubling down.
Congratulations. Reputation sealed.
He shovels and shovels. He hits bedrock. He gets heavy rock drilling equipment.
And he calls the Alaska Gold Rush. And he says, right. I need the heavy equipment.
I need to dig deeper. I'm not hateable enough. Like,
It's incredible.
He might be the most like hated character in history after all said
Joffrey,
done.
Joffrey was pretty fucking hated. I don't know that he earned it as much as Ramsay did, though, frankly.
Plus, Ramsay is...
Joffrey was a shit, but Ramsay...
He's a lot older, too. No, I mean, they're both... I mean, Joffrey might have grown into something like Ramsay, but he was just playing at it.
Right.
Ramsay, holy shit. Wow.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Right, that's the thing that I really want to talk about, because I feel like it's one of the... I don't know, I felt like it was one of the most surprising and interesting things, because we talked so much about Jon Snow, and everybody kind of knew he was coming back, right? Nobody was like, oh, no, Jon Snow's not coming back, no way.
I mean, there's a few, and there were some people starting to make arguments about how maybe that would have more literary merit, et cetera, and, you know,
right.
I don't know, I...
Well, here it is, on screen.
Boom,
so,
he's back.
I mean, you can argue about the literary merit and see what George does later, but
sure.
For now, it's sealed, set in stone.
Yeah,
and I'm excited. I want to see, you know, a in what capacity is he back? Is he full John?
Yeah.
Is he
a shadow of himself?
Right. Is he able to just pick up where he left off? Hey guys.
Right.
Hey, Lord Commander.
Right.
How's it going? Just
right. Oh, Alice is in prison. Awesome. right. Yeah. It's amazing, and it was there's a lot of really great moments in this film.
If I were him, I would fuck with Alistair. I would like, okay, release Alistair, and I would have like John just appear in places as a dead body, like or just wake him up in the middle of the night. Ooh, Jon Snow, I'm haunting you.
Put a sheet over his head.
Right.
Ooh. It's really hard to talk about an episode like this where so many things happen. It's a lot of awesome stuff too, like 1-1 coming and just mashing that dude's head against the wall.
Multiple head
that's
matches.
The I believe that's the giant's name. 1-1.
Okay.
Robert the Strong. There's lots of heads bashed on lots of walls. Yep. Yeah. You don't brag about your dick size and Cersei licking your lips. Not around Robert Strong, you don't.
Fuck no.
Not when he's in full defend at your... And the other thing is, I thought that... I was starting to think that the High Septon was kind of cool. You know, up and like, oh, wow, he's actually going to deal honestly with Jaime here. And he's going to use his words and his piety to keep himself safe. No, he's still an asshole. He's definitely got his thumbs on the God scale of justice here.
Right.
And it's going to be pretty satisfying to see him taken down if that's where they go with this.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because it seems like the Lannisters are about sick of his shit.
Yeah.
And we'll see what guys with hammers and the terry cloth robes can do against the full might of the Lannister army.
I can't wait for it. I really like that scene between Tommen and Cersei, honestly. I thought that was a fairly touching moment between mother and son. Son who had the power and just fucked up.
Yeah.
And didn't save her when he knew he should.
And who knows if that's the right call. That's the other thing is like, you know,
right,
violently
for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. I even like the scene between him and Jaime.
Okay. Yeah. Where he's trying to be the father without actually being his father.
Yeah. Because he's like, if I tell him I'm his father, he might just drop dead on me. Like, right. I need to pump the brakes on the whole revealing that I'm their father thing. But you know, he wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to say something more than just, well, you should go talk to your mom.
Right.
No, there's a lot of great scenes. How about the Iron Island stuff? How did that hit with you?
I was fucking confused. I didn't remember who the guy on the bridge was. I barely remembered who the old guy was. And if he hadn't been in the castle and clearly ruling, I wouldn't know that he was Theon's dad.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, you're forgiven for not knowing who the guy on the bridge was because you wouldn't. This is his first appearance on the show.
They never even say his name.
I think there's
more. He reveals the hood like he's fucking Batman and you should know who he is.
No, I think there's more to come on that. There's more to come on
that. Okay, well. Then I'm not super pleased with that. If I couldn't have known who he is, the reveal makes it look like, oh, I'm supposed to recognize that guy.
Okay,
but I don't.
Yeah. Well, it's weird on a show with 75 characters that like you reveal a guy and like, oh, people. I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh shit, another season two guy. I don't remember.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
but
or maybe even season one.
Yeah, who knows? But that's interesting in the fact that I think the whole there's more to come is because. It seems like to everybody but the two men on the bridge, Balon Greyjoy's death, that's Theon's father, is a mystery. They don't know who did it. So, which is how it is in the books. There's speculation that maybe he just lost his... because all the castles are connected by these rickety bridges in the Iron Islands. And there's a storm out and maybe he just slipped. Or maybe a faceless man did him in, or maybe it's like there's a lot of speculation at this point. And then they've got this king's moot where they're going to congregate and choose a king, which you've kind of been clued into.
Yes.
And what's interesting and which is new to me as a book reader is the fact that Theon is in route to the Iron Islands. So potentially putting his cockless hat into the king's moot ring.
Could be.
I don't know where they're going with that either. That was kind of abrupt, the fact that he's like, well, you got Brienne and Pod here, and I'm going to let them take you to Castle Black. I'm going to fuck off to home. I thought maybe...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then what do you think he's intending to do there?
I feel like he just wants to go home, man.
Do you really?
He's been through so much shit.
Because he was talking a lot about atoning...
Was he?
He's atoning for the Starks. Yeah,
I need a second watch, for sure.
And I try not to turn on subtitles in my first watch, because I personally find them distracting. But they're invaluable when you got a lot of heavy accents and...
Right.
I thought he said something about he wanted to make atonement Starks, which made me think that maybe he was going to set off to murder his father, because...
Okay.
Well, if you recall, he was very conflicted about turning traitor against the Starks.
Right.
And he ultimately sided with his family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it doesn't seem like there's much love lost there between him and his father. And I could see him blaming, like, you know, if you just had accepted Rob's offer, we could all be bawling up in the north right now.
Yeah. I wouldn't be cockless.
And united. Yeah. Like, But then again, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of blame for him to take, too, obviously. So that was pretty cool.
We're getting geared up for the 6th annual Summer Badass Fest. And while we're working on a slate of Apex badass films to enjoy, we've got an early action-packed announcement to make.
Just like last year, we're kicking off Badass Season with a live movie watch and podcast recording. We've rented out a theater for connoisseurs of action films and ball move fans that just want to have a great time.
Unlike last year, this year's movie is top secret. Hush, hush. No hints, except it's incredibly badass. It stars an absolute icon of the genre. We're willing to bet most of you haven't seen it, and it's going to be an incredible viewing experience with a packed house of bald movers.
Those of you who came to last year's screening of Total Recall know what a party it was. And those of you who didn't, now's your chance to experience it. Meet me and Jim. Order some custom movie-themed drinks at the theater's full bar. Then watch us record the full podcast for the movie. We reserved a venue over twice the size as last year, but seating is still limited.
It's happening Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. in our hometown of Cincinnati. Get full details and buy tickets at baldmove.com/live.
Cincinnati's actually a pretty great city to visit, and we've got lots of details for side adventures on our event page as well. The Reds are playing the Boston Red Sox in their fantastic Riverside Stadium. The thrills of Kings Island just minutes away, and I'll be leading a kayak trip down the scenic Little Miami River on Saturday.
Again, get full details and get your tickets now on our Badass Fest 6 page at baldmove.com/live. We try to make it super easy to support making podcasts at Bald Move. Just join the club.
But some people aren't the joining type, or maybe they're already in the club but want to add a little bit of gratuity for an especially great season of coverage, or for a podcast that really spoke to them, or gave them that bit of support in a tough time.
For these, and for whatever other reason you might have, our tip jar is always open. Head over to support.baldmove.com and click the donate option to say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
Once again, check out support.baldmove.com for all the great ways to help me and Jim keep making the podcast you love.
The one other scene, I think, the big thing that we didn't talk about is Bran. I mean, there's not a lot that happens up there. He sees some stuff.
So Saruman the Dingy has been upgraded to the barely acceptable three-eyed crow. I'll talk more about his book probably in the spoiler cast, and I might show you some pictures so you can understand where I'm coming from. Sure. And I understand, like, maybe, well, you don't get a guy like Max von Sydow and you bury him under all these prosthetics and whatnot. But on the other hand, if he's going to be walking around in vision sequences with Bran, you can still have him act there and then be I'm glad they upgraded actors to someone that's like, okay, I give a damn about this guy is competent. I don't feel like they really did a great job with his personage.
But there was some interesting stuff up there. You know, he's seeing Ned, which I wasn't sure who exactly he was seeing at first, but they get to it.
I was wondering if like, is he seeing himself as a younger boy with Ned's, like, are we going to see? But no, they flashed all the way back and they showed Lyanna Stark, which is cool. Hodor spoke.
Do we know that that's actually Hodor? They call him Willis.
No, that's definitely Hodor, because in the books, I think that's his real name, and they hint that that's Old Nan, who's a really old crone that told Bran the scary story. That's his son. But him speaking, that took me by surprise, implying that something came to pass and happened that robbed him of his speech, and I wonder if that'll be something that's kind of pivotal to Stark history.
Maybe.
I don't know. And I thought I was looking, because that's the thing on the first clue. I'm grasping for a life preserver here. And I'm like, I'm looking into this, Kieran, I think is the guy who plays Hodor's performance. And I'm like, are these Hodors more meaningful than usual? Like when Bran comes back and he's addressing him instead of like, right. are these, should I, you know, what is he doing at this performance here? I don't know. The stuff with Mira, who she's despairing because she doesn't know why she's there. Seems like she served her purpose. Her brother's dead.
Who's this tree pixie? I don't even know.
It's a child of the forest.
Okay. And she's saying like, oh, he needs you or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean,
I'll know when we get to it.
I'm wondering because it does seem like they're setting up this central conflict of the fact that Bran could be lost to the trees or whatnot. Like
right.
He needs a link to his humanity, and that she's going to be his Trinity to his Neo. Okay. You know, they'll right. keep him grounded.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered if there was going to be almost a romance subplot between them in the books. Because okay. they're roughly the same age, and they seem like they had some book chemistry, mm-hmm. and you know that's like the tried and true trope, like you know true love bring you back.
Well, when his visions are made real, she's gonna have to kiss him and bring him back.
Sure, right. So. When the war comes,
right.
But that I see. What else? Arya. Arya.
Oh
is...
yeah. So I was surprised how quickly they let her off the hook. Like he's asking her like.
Is she let off the hook, or is this...
If you say your name, well...
Is this, you know, the second stage of the mindfuck rocket that's ignited? Yeah, I don't...
I guess I expected stage one to last longer, because he's saying, like, oh, say your name, and you can come stay under my roof.
And I'm like,
say
oh,
your
this
name
is
and I'll
a sucker's
give you your
bet.
Eyes back.
I,
and she knows it, but I didn't expect that to just be, like, such an easy,
yeah.
obvious thing. I expected
I've
him
seen
to
Fight
walk
Club.
Away.
I know how this works.
Right. I wanted her to stand out there for 5 days
sure.
in the cold and the heat and yeah. the rain.
Until bitch tits comes up and
exactly.
yeah, as well.
You give him a big sweaty hug.
But again, I think they're playing games and I'm kind yeah. of I'm definitely interested in seeing where that's going.
Me too. Yeah.
Because yeah, it did seem like she's let off her. On the other hand, we're getting an idea that there has been some real time passed. The Roose's wife Walda went
yeah.
from barely being pregnant to
right.
giving birth. So like we're in the 7 to 9 month territory. Cersei's hair length
yeah.
is a big clue that things have kind of Bran's grown 2.5 feet. There's a lot of clues that there's
the laziest man on the Game of Thrones set, by the way. He just lounges all fucking
when he
all,
needs when
all
he,
shoot.
When he needs to move, he has another actor move him. It's
right. Oh, he's so lazy, that actor.
Yeah. He's like, oh, God, I got to walk around in these visions. Can I get a segue? Can I get a segue? So many cool things happen in this episode. Oh,
I think so. Yeah.
And shit. Tyrion freed the dragons.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And that's got a lot of interesting. That's got a lot of interesting nuance to it too. Why did the dragons accept him as his friend? Like, I mean,
good
once
question.
He got the first one free, it felt like right. okay, this makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought that they're gonna have Missandei lead him down there and be like, but no, he just went down there and did it himself. And I forget.
Do dragons speak a language?
I mean, I don't know.
Do they speak Valyrian or anything?
They speak Benedict Cumberbatch is what they do.
Okay. They speak Common, I guess.
They
Tyrians.
Speak the language of Smaug. I don't know. That's all great questions.
Like, I'm wondering if the dragons can understand him when he speaks.
Do they have mental powers?
Good question.
We're pretty much off the charts here, man.
Okay.
There's none of that happened in the books.
Yeah.
The closest analog went way differently. So,
mm-hmm.
In fact, I was kind of like, when I saw him crypt down, I was like, well, there's no way they're going to barbecue Tyrion on episode 2. There's no way.
That's a bold move, right?
That would be a very bold move. And it looks like my faith was rewarded. I feel like there's probably other things we've forgotten about.
Probably, but that's what the full cast is for.
Yeah. Anything you, I mean, is there anything we need to go over in the instant take?
I don't think so. No, I'm done.
Okay. Well, we'll have the full coverage out Tuesday.
Yeah.
Obviously, there'll be a lot to talk about and probably even more to talk about in the spoiler edition that comes out on Friday. So feedback for both of those is GameOfThrones@baldmove.com or get in the forums where there's spoiler threads, there's non-spoiler threads, there's people, there's all kinds of, it's really a hub of activity. There's people, there's like a corrections to my spoiler edition thread going on there.
Right.
So that's all fun, and like people are spinning theories, and it's neat to see that grown up. If you're joining us on the video podcast, you might see that we've completely reconfigured our studio this week, because we are going to, as part of our bonus content for club members, we are going to play the old Battles of Westeros board game. Me and Jim are going to square off. He's the Lannisters. I'm going to be the Baratheons. We're going to reenact the Battle of the Blackwater here with this Fantasy Flight game. We're going to play that and edit it together and hopefully make it kind of an entertaining package to come out much later in the season for club members. And as always, if you enjoy what we do and you want more bonus content or just to help support us keep doing what we're doing, you can go to club.baldmove.com. You can sign up for as low as $1 a month. You get ad-free podcasts and a bunch of other cool features. But yeah, this is going to be one of them. Also coming up in the weeks ahead is our playthrough of Telltale's Game of Thrones, the final chapter, House Forrester, no rules, just right. We're going to put that to bed. Yep. And then, yeah, again, we'll have the full cast out on Tuesday. So you got 2 days to get feedback into it. I'm sure it'll be a lively, interesting discussion. And I guess we'll see you then.
Yeah.
See you on Tuesday.
Good night.